This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea whenever there's something on your mind and you could use a little extra help. Not a bad thing to do. And you can not only hear, you can only talk with me, but then you can listen to the podcast later. And apparently we have a 24-hour hotline that you can actually call me. You can't actually call me, but you can listen to the program. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried that yet?
I have not tried it, but we do have a few people here and there that call and say, what's that number to listen 24, you know, the 24?
We should probably put it on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 605-477-3711,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is great. God forbid you miss any of my pearls of wisdom. Oh, no. Well, what can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, today is Hot Fudge Sunday Day, which seems weird because it's not a Sunday. Don't you think a Hot Fudge Sunday Day should be on a Sunday?
That would make the most sense to me.
I think so. I know it's spelled differently, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
And look, if you're going to do Hot Fudge, let me suggest that you add a little bit of caramel. It's really delicious.
That's a good idea, yeah.
It is a great idea, yeah. When I worked at ABC there, they had a commissary, and they had soft ice cream, and I sort of accidentally put the caramel sauce on once when I thought it was fudge. So you can't really throw ice cream away, so I just added the fudge on top of it. And from then on, if I ever have an option, I would make it for other people. So it's really yummy. I know. And, of course, no calories. And then you have a Diet Coke with it. Right, it's National Merry-Go-Round Day. I would suggest that you do the merry-go-round before you do the Hot Fudge Sunday, depending on how fast the merry-go-round goes. And it's National Thread the Needle Day. I don't know if that's a metaphor or not. What do you think?
I'm guessing it's probably the metaphor, thread the needle.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you sew, Manny?
No.
No.
My mom knows how to, but
I'm a manly man. You don't even know. You can't sew on a button.
No, I've never even had to.
Manny, we have to teach you how to sew on a button. It'll save you from a bad marriage. If you can cook and sew on buttons, it will save you. Then you choose a woman because you really like her, as opposed because you can't cook and you can't sew on a button.
Okay.
Women everywhere, teach your son to sew on buttons and to cook. And fathers everywhere, teach your daughters to change a tire.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't even need a man around to open the lids. You get one of those little rubber thingies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not suggesting that men and women don't get together. I'm suggesting they get together on the basis of something other than need. As you know, how I feel about need as a long-term basis for a relationship. Mm-hmm. Doesn't hold up. There you go. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm also running into this phenomenon of multiple married people. And when I lived in California, I've told the story before, as I was picking somebody up at the airport, and I was there a little early, and I think their plane was a little late. And so I sort of struck up a conversation with the ticket agent, the ground attendant, because, I don't know, for whatever reason. And he was really charming and nice, and vaguely flirtatious, more than vaguely. And so I said, he was singing, I think, and I said, do you play a musical instrument? He said, yeah. I said, can you cook? And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, you want to get married? And he said, I've been married. He said, I've already been married. And I said, how many times have you been married? And he said, he was maybe like 35, maybe. And he said, I think he'd been married 4 times. I said, are you kidding me? And he said, well, have you been married? And I said, sure, everybody's been married. And he said, how many times have you been married? I said, once. He said, you're a puppy. So I've never forgotten that. He was like 35 years old, been married 4 times. Although I actually had a colleague who'd been married 6 times. I have an aunt who is no longer with us, but had been married, I think, 6 times. So, but California is the land of the much married. apparently everybody treats marriage like waffles. You're allowed to throw away the starter waffles. I don't know. Anyway, so thread the needle day. Manny, we're going to teach you to sew.
All right.
And to thread the needle, you can get, if you buy, in fact, buying needles and threads these days is not an easy thing to do, but they actually have this little gadget that is like a little piece of aluminum foil with a little flexible piece of, it looks almost like a triangle. At the, it's kind of like a stem and then a triangle on the end of it, and it's very flexible. So what you do is you put the thread through that little piece, and then you put the whole thing into the eye of the needle. And then you pull the thread out, and your needle's thread.
Hmm.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
And that's one of the two most complicated parts of sewing. The other is you have to knot the end of the thread. Then the rest of it's really easy, Manny.
Okay.
I'm going to teach you to sew.
All right.
All righty. On this day, this is kind of an interesting day in history. It's a very political day, which somehow seems appropriate to the Democratic Convention starting in Philadelphia today. On this day in 1837, the first commercial use of an electric telegraph was demonstrated by William Cook and Charles Wheatstone, names that are not familiar to me, on between Euston and, that's Euston, not Houston, and Camden Town in London. Change communication. I mean, it was considered as radical then as email is now, if not more so. On this day in 1861, Congress passed the Crittenden-Johnson Resolution. This is a mess. Stating that the war is being fought to preserve the Union and not to end slavery. If you go see Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln, you'll see the, what a fuss this was. And that whole, that Lincoln had this terrible dilemma of understanding that if he didn't, if the war ended too soon, then he would never get the southern states to go along with ending slavery. But every day that the war went on longer, that people were dying on both sides. It's a very good movie. And Daniel Day-Lewis, he won an Oscar for it, as he should have. He just burns up the screen. It's an extraordinary movie. And and everybody in it is very good. In 1866, Congress, and this was not coincidental, the Congress passed legislation authorizing the rank of General of the Army. Guess who was the first to be promoted to this rank? I just gave you a hint. It's 1866, right, in the Civil War. How about Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant? My favorite Grant quotation, now there's one about Grant and there's one that Grant. Grant said, you know, he came to New York. He said New York was the place where people came to reinvent themselves. Which I thought was a great quote. But the quote about Grant that everybody knows is somebody went to Lincoln and said, Grant is a drunk. And Lincoln said, figure out what he drinks, I'm going to give it to everybody. Tommy Lee Jones is also in Lincoln. It's a terrific movie.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1868, now think about it, 1868, so it's after the Civil War. And it's only 148 years ago, less than 150 years ago, Wyoming became a territory, not even a state. On this day in 1898, we actually have a station in Puerto Rico. The United States invaded Puerto Rico. The general was Nelson Miles, land at Guanica, Puerto Rico. Now, if you fast forward to 1952 on this date, same date. All right, so it's 54 years later, the U.S. non-incorporated territory of Puerto Rico adopts a constitution. So Puerto Rico and its status and its relationship with the United States has always been really fascinating. I'm not sure I really understand all of it, and it seems very complicated. And having been there in the last couple of years, the complication, I think, is reflected in the population as well, that they're sort of ambivalent about whether or not they want to be a state or they want to be independent. Okay, well, I'll tell you, when we come back, there's also some tax stuff that'll fascinate you, or at least fascinated me, and some showbiz stuff, so stay tuned. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, you saw that Star Trek did very well over the weekend. It actually beat the estimates. It didn't do as well as the last one, but did better than was expected. It's actually a pretty good movie. As I said, Star Trek and Beyond and Ice Age Collision Course essentially were the same movie. They both were dealing with the far reaches of space and what happens when everything in your life changes. I think it didn't do as well as expected. But that's because we've had 5 weeks of the number one movie being being animation. So I think people are just Secret Life of Pets is still doing pretty well. I say she'll do okay. It actually is a very smart, clever movie, surprisingly enough. Okay. All right, for our Canadian listeners, on this day in 1917, this may be a day of mourning for y'all, Sir Robert Borden introduces the first income tax in Canada as a temporary measure. The lowest bracket was 4% and the highest was 25%. I suspect that's changed. In 1925, the Telegraph Agency of the Soviet Union was established, which is TASS. On this day, there are kind of two kind of cool show-busy things. On 1946, in Atlantic City, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis staged their first show as a comedy team. Dun, dun, dun. I met Jerry Lewis a couple times. I actually interviewed him. He wanted a daughter, so he was running. I interviewed him when I was in junior high, high school, I guess. He and Sam Levinson. He was a fairly nice guy. He was not quite as charming in person as he was on stage, and he was much smarter. On this day in 1965, again same day, Bob Dylan goes electric as he plugs in at the Newport Folk Festival, signaling a major change in folk and rock music. So, show busy kind of day. As I said, in a speech in 1961, JFK emphasizes that any attack on Berlin is an attack on NATO. Ich bin Berliner. In 1969, Nixon declares the Nixon Doctrine, strangely enough, stating the United States now expects its Asian allies to take care of their own military defense. This is the start of the Vietnamization of the war. On this day in 1978, Louise Brown was the first test tube baby, no relation, does not spell it with an E. In 1984, cosmonaut Svetlana Savitskaya became the first woman to perform a spacewalk. Russians are always ahead of us in terms of treating women, either, I guess, better and worse. But in a communist country, that your age and your sex and your race doesn't matter. In 2010, this is a big deal politically. WikiLeaks publishes classified documents about the war in Afghanistan, one of the largest leaks in U.S. military history. Snowden. What can I tell you? Still going on. There's a movie, I think, coming out with him starring, I'm trying to figure out who depicts him. I actually saw a play, which I'll review for you on Wednesday, with Daniel Radcliffe, called Privacy or Privacy, depending on which side of the Atlantic you live on, talking about the fact we have none, given our cell phones. And they taught me how to do a selfie. In fact, they demand that you have your cell phone charged and leave it on during the performance. But at the very end, they have an interview with Snowden that's projected on the stage, and he and Daniel Radcliffe could be brothers. They are amazingly similar characteristics. And Daniel Radcliffe is short. I mean, I've interviewed him as well, but he is so charismatic. I mean, it's when he's on stage, he's the only person you know. So I'll review that for you on Wednesday. Should I tell you how to make a? They taught everybody how to do selfies. Do you do selfies, Manny?
I've taken a few here and there. I don't take a ton, though.
Yeah, I've done it to show my sister what I'm wearing, but I do it in front of a mirror, which of course is so. It's not really a selfie. I'm taking a picture of me in the mirror. All right, to do a good selfie, and I actually tried this. It actually works much better. You raise your hand at a 45 degree angle from your face, and you raise it up above. As far as your arm will reach, and then you tilt your head, and it doesn't make any difference which direction you tilt it, but apparently tilting works, and you fluff your hair, and you take a deep breath, and then you use a filter, and the pictures turn out much better. All I have is terrible selfies, but so that's the trick. Hold it up above, 45 degree angle, tilt your head, fluff your hair, take a deep breath, and put a filter on it. Got it? Try. I mean, do you do all that stuff already?
Did you
know any of that?
No.
I didn't know any of it. There's also some stuff on your phone that you don't know is there, which means if it's on your phone, someone else has access to it. It's a very smart, very scary thing. Plus, how many theater events have you gone to where they said, make sure your cell phone is on? All right. Yeah. It's an amazing show, and it's doing so well. It'll be on Broadway. It'll be one of these. It's going to be the kind of electronic version of Hamilton, which went, obviously, to great acclaim onto Broadway, and it's also Chorus Line. The public has really become a great test tube, a great incubator for some great theater. It used to be that way, and they're doing... It's interesting because this year, for Shakespeare in the Park, they have much less famous people, many fewer names. But I think that's because they may be spending money on developing other plays. My only complaint about it is that they don't usually, if it's something that they think is going to do really well, they only give you one ticket. But I got two tickets to Hamilton when I went to Broadway anyway. It was because it's a smaller venue. Bloody Andrew Jackson went there as well, which is great. That's another great play if you get a chance to see it. Okay, the Rio Olympics continues to be kind of a mess. The athletes' village is declared uninhabitable. Not a good sign. Did you see this whole thing about the Russian doping and all the Russian athletes?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's
Swimmers, apparently they've knocked off or they've disallowed seven swimmers. But as far as I can understand, the Olympic Committee decided that each event, rather than making a blanket statement, apparently if you've been convicted of doping before, you can't go. But for people who are now being accused of doping, that they're saying it's up to the individual event. The Lance Armstrong thing would seem to me, I mean, that was such a mess, but either they allow doping because everybody's doing it, and there's really no way of monitoring it effectively, and when they knock off one substance, people just switch to another, or they're really serious about getting rid of all of it.
Yeah.
But we're in this kind of gray zone where they do neither. I know, it's making athletes liars and drug addicts and whatever.
Well, and that's the thing with that's been talked about with baseball, too, that...
Yep.
That, you know...
It's in all sports, yeah.
Yeah, and the thought is that, well, you got all these hitters, you know, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, all these guys that have, you know, been using, you know, PEDs, but you also have pitchers that have been using it, too. And
then
you think, well, how do you determine how much of their success and the stats that they put up was aided by the PEDs? There's no real reason. There's no proper method to determine that.
No, and they either have to decide, okay, everybody's doing it, so everybody's doing it.
Right.
And there's no reason. I mean, it's... Or really be serious about it. They're doing neither, which is really a mess.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it, other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio, and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, usually I sort of pick and choose my news stories to share with you because so many of them are negative. But today, it's just, first of all, we have two Pokemon players, one of whom was arrested after refusing to leave a park. This is the Pokemon Go stuff, which I guess is still going on. I knew it was going on, like, last week, but apparently it's still going on. And apparently, in another unrelated, in theory, police story about Pokemon Go, police draw guns, mistake Iowa defensive lineman who was playing Pokemon Go for a bank robber.
Oh. Oh,
I mean,
man.
Sooner or later, somebody, some awful, even more awful than this, well, you know is going to happen because people aren't paying any attention.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Somebody's going to sue Pokemon Go for this. Well, you know, somebody's going to get hit by a car or something dumb. Well,
and I was going to say, too, I mean, you know, and I'm trying not to stir the pot here, but the first thing that came to my mind when I saw the Iowa defensive lineman story was that, at least he didn't get shot.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, and I hate to have that sort of mindset, but it's like with everything that's been happening, it's just, it's like.
I know.
Oh, you know?
There, I saw a new documentary called Justice for the Just or something, which is a compilation of all these horrible stories. And when you put them all together, it's really even more alarming than the individual stories, because there really does seem to be a pattern. Which, you know, and Manny, you're allowed to kind of respond to this if you want or you don't have to. We talked last week about, I think it was in Wyoming, that they had the First Step Barbecue where they had...
It was in Wichita, Kansas.
Was Kansas, okay.
Yeah.
What did I say, Wyoming? See, once you're a flatland ferner, you know, if you're from Colorado, they're all the same. Sorry. Thank you, Wichita, Kansas. They had the First Step Barbecue, which is the police and the African-American community, and they had 1,000 people, and they had... And today, the spokesperson, I think it's a woman, for the National Black Lives Matter organization says it doesn't support it. How stupid is that?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, they may not have organized it, but all they have to do is keep quiet. It's not like anybody's thinking it's negative. I think her point was, well, there needs to be something more formal than this, and we need to hold the police responsible. And but, geez, Louise, I mean, it just seems to me.
There's a first step to everything.
Well, not only that, but there's no harm being done.
Right.
Patrice Kohlers, co-founder of the national organization. Mm-hmm. Patrice, lighten up. I mean, was there anything bad that came out of this? Nobody got salmonella. The whole point, which is, and police chiefs and community organizers and people who are calling the program are all saying, part of what we have to do is change the perception of the police from paramilitary to serve and protect. Well, certainly one of the ways of doing that is to get to know them. That's one of the reasons why a lot of police departments have to be a resident of the city in which you were policing. So that you live there, that people know you, that you have a vested interest there. And there are police departments in which the racial, the population is, for example, in one city, 75% African-American, and the police force is 4% African-American. I mean, that's a problem in and of itself. It's not representative. It's going to be an us versus them mentality. But certainly having your neighbors on the police force, having your neighbor, the police car, parked in the driveway at night. I mean, these are all things that... And, you know, I don't think anybody's saying that necessarily a barbecue is going to change the law. But what harm can it do? And why would you go on a national platform and say, oh, no, not us? And that just seems to me dumb. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, good. Because I was kind of offended by it. I thought, what would be the harm of just keeping your mouth shut?
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly seems less hostile, less divisive. That people attempting to, can't we all, you know, play nicely together? I just didn't get it at all. And, I mean, I get that if everybody said, okay, well, we don't have to worry about legislation anymore, we don't have to worry about transparency, we don't have to worry about body cameras, then that would be one thing. But nobody's saying that. All they said was, it's a first step. Let's try and ratchet the tension down. And she, oh, no, not us. Silly person. Speaking of governments, of course, did you see that Syria is now sort of reintroduced the death penalty? They arrested 8,000 people.
And
really? Yeah. China is slapping a ban on internet news. I mean, here's my favorite really, well, there's one sort of other good story, which is we've reported before, and it seems to be a continuing trend. Medical marijuana states see big drop in drug prescription and Medicare spending. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. And medical marijuana, I think, is taxed. It probably is. All right, here's my favorite stupid person story of the day. An Alabama jailer is charged with using a Bible to smuggle drugs. Wouldn't you worry that lightning would strike you from doing something like that?
Like you always
say. I mean, that's
say,
really asking for trouble.
Like
don't
you always
think?
Say, what's the point of being stupid
unless you can show it. Yeah. Well, but that's stupid I'm not going to walk with him in the rainstorm.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, let's see what it says. He's 32. Was arrested during a shift change when fellow officers found the prescription drug narcotic Suboxone hidden inside his Bible. He was found with tobacco and was also found with tobacco and charged with trying to bring contraband into the Lauderdale County Jail. This is Lauderdale, Alabama, although Florida has gotten... I don't think if it were not for bad news, Florida wouldn't be in the news at all, right?
Yeah.
He's been working as a correction officer for 3 months. They haven't seen whether or not he has a lawyer yet. Oh, boy. Alrighty, so that was... I'm not walking with him in the rain. You know, I just don't. And you know what his defense is going to be is that, you know, that he was wrong, but now he's gotten religion and he's completely turned his life around. Okay, that was being a little facetious. Alrighty, you know what? Let's. I'm trying to decide what we've got. What about 3 or 4 minutes right here?
About 3 minutes.
You know what? Well, let's. All right, I'll tell you what, why don't we put an email in here, just because I know we have, we had some issues about reincarnation, and we hadn't finished those up, so I really wanted to do that. Because okay. If this guy who was smuggling stuff to the Bible comes back, I don't know, I don't think his chances of, you know, of making it into heaven anytime soon have been increased. That's just me. Maybe, maybe not. All right, so let's try an email, shall we?
Sure. This email comes from Patricia, and she says, Dr. Joy, I'm listening to your show now on swearing. I want to tell you that when my son was 18 years old, he told me, I refuse to swear. How refreshing to have a son that does not swear. He has many other wonderful traits that would blow you away. His wife tells me that she wishes he had a brother for her sister, and when I listen to his conversations with both his dad and his son, or anyone, well, I feel like the world is pretty good. I'm very lucky. P.S., he's an Air Force Academy graduate.
Oh, Colorado Springs, the Air Force Academy. Great. Well, so when he was 18, so he probably is older than that now, because I don't think you can be married and go to the academy. I think you have to graduate first.
Okay.
And when they have the graduation ceremonies are great. They do underneath the cross swords and stuff like that. So, well, good for him. And Manny, I don't think you were here. Were you here when we did it? Somebody saying that you instead of that kids were saying Jesus Christ, and someone said, no, we don't take the Lord's name in vain. What we say is peas and rice. So you have to do the three things as well. I actually found myself doing that this weekend. Somebody had walked in front of me. It was very hot. And we'd just gotten off the train, and there were thousands of people. And being in Times Square, I know, it's stupid. I didn't have any choice. And someone cuts in front of me, so I had to stop. And then they take out their cell phone, and they're texting. Oh, I wanted to tell you. And I started to say, and I said, what is it? It's peas and rice. So that was good. So we were talking about, remember the Tickle Me Elmo who slugged a tourist because they didn't tip him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've now changed things in Times Square. So there are little like pins. They're like little green squares that are about, I don't know, maybe 8 feet on the pavement. And the people who want to get tips have to stay in them. They've got the naked girls, and the naked girls slug somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. They gave her $1, and she said it wasn't enough, and she got her manager involved. But they're walking through Times Square. They have, essentially, at best, a G-string on. It's amazing, and it's sweaty. I know. Everybody's going to come to New York now, aren't you? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit on the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, last week we had started talking about reincarnation. And I guess that it was sort of a little bit on my mind of talking about the sheriff's deputy. I think he should not believe in reincarnation at this moment if he's smuggling drugs into a prison in a Bible. I don't know. I don't think that that's necessarily going to get you moved up in the food chain. So we didn't quite finish them, and I think it's an interesting enough topic. Do you believe in reincarnation?
I guess I've kind of gone back and forth on it. You know, I guess my only thought is that if there is reincarnation, is there any form of memory from the past life?
That is one of the interesting questions, isn't it? And, yeah. And I think I was trying to remember why we put it up. I think it's because I did the review of the Brian Murray play, Simon Says. And the idea is that in theory we don't. That that the story has always been, you know, that little indentation of, between our nose and our upper lip. Supposedly, the story is, it's a very common kind of thing, is that when you're about, when your soul is being put into a baby's body, that God touches that place and leaves the indentation, and that erases any memories from a previous life. But that whole thing in the 80s of the past life regressions is that it's, in theory, that it's available and accessible, but not easily accessible. So, and interesting, I mean, human beings are a bit loath to decide that, like the Peggy Lee song, is this all there is? And I think the older we get, the more we're sort of convinced that there should maybe be a little bit more, you know. Well, wait a minute, I'm not quite ready. So, anyway, so let's hear what other people think.
Timothy says, it is simple in my view. The earth is what the Bible refers to as purgatory. So, yes.
Oh, no, we did his, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, because it was an interesting concept that if this is purgatory, they couldn't go either direction.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think we did his, yeah.
John says, General George S. Patton said he believed he was reincarnated, that he may have been a military leader killed in action in Napoleon's army in a previous life, or Roman legionary. People that are convinced that they lived a previous life and have been reincarnated from another person that lived in the past are experiencing the life of another person that lived in the past through the thoughts of a demonic spirit that was in that person in the past. And the person living in the present is experiencing residual memories that that demon has retained from the past lives of people the demon lived in, and that demon is now living in the person in the present who thinks he or she is reincarnated.
So there's no, so it's all demonic. There's no sort of positive part at all.
I suppose
not. I guess. I mean, wasn't George S. Patton the one who said, "I shall return"? I thought he meant to the Philippines. Oh, that was. But he had something else in mind. You know, it's always fascinating to me that people who feel that they've been reincarnated, were always, you know, Cleopatra, or, you know, nobody was a peasant. Nobody was riffraff. That you're always a general or a princess or in the court or something. All right, keep going.
Kim says, "I'm not sure, but for the love of God, I don't want to come back here. Isn't there some place more sane?"
I don't know.
And then the last one here is from Deborah, and she says, "Whenever a family pet passes away, I watch What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. It soothes my soul."
Well, there you go. I mean, I was out walking around this weekend and went by a couple of the pet stores, which are absolutely seductive, right? Those adorable little dogs in the window. And I know that, and I would not buy from them. You know, I know that they're puppy mills, and I know that they're awful and not a good idea. And I'm a fan of rescue dogs, always have been, always will be. But there's something, I mean, there's this longing when you see one of those little puppies because they're so cute. And then I went past a place that's a day spa for animals. And these are all animals that somebody saw, I guess, off in the Hamptons or something. And there was some guy on the street who was kind of a gangsta. And he's saying, "I so want a dog, but I want a big one." And the dog that he was sort of being affectionate toward was a pit bull. So I don't know. When he talks about big dogs, I don't know how much bigger or, you know, more aggressive he wants to be. I know, people are going to write to me about pit bulls. But I think there is that really common phenomenon of really wanting to have some kind of animal. But the point being that getting a dog is an acknowledgement that you're going to mourn that dog at some point, which I'd never really thought about. But I'm trying to remember, I think one of my listeners actually was talking with me about it, that dogs only live, I mean, maybe a dog living, like, depending on the breed, 10 or 11 or 12 years is a long time for a dog. I mean, the idea is that each dog year is worth about 7 human years. So a 13-year-old dog is a 92-year-old human being, and human beings don't, they live maybe to 100, but not a whole lot longer than that. So it had never thought of it like that, but I'm not even sure about it, but I think that historically people have felt when you dreamt about a person that that was them revisiting you. But I don't think you need to believe in reincarnation to do that. All you need to do is believe in memory. And as we talk about when someone we love dies, is that the way that people achieve immortality for certain is in the hearts of people who loved us and the thoughts of people who remember us and probably the dreams of people who miss us. And I guess for me that's probably good enough. Anything else is gravy, right? Anything else. If I get to float back, I mean, I just think we are so, we as human beings, we believe so much that we're at the top of the food chain, whether we are or not, that the idea of accumulating all the information that we've accumulated and having it just sort of dissipate when we go is troublesome. But I suppose that's why our short-term memory goes as we get older, so we don't have as much to worry about. I don't know. It's an interesting question, and I'm glad you guys responded to it. And we'll let you know. There was the story is Tom Yawkey, who was owner of the Red Sox, told his wife that he would come back and he would give her a sign. And she always felt that right after he died, there was a big black crow that came out and hung out on the green it's the old Boston Red Sox stadium where I think it was the left of the right field wall was really close, and that he came and perched on that. And she always felt he was coming back and giving her a sign that he was okay. Whatever beliefs that make us feel better. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.